Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Benson Spector, and it's May 4th, 2015. Do you guys know what that means? 146 years ago, since you played the first pro game, and to celebrate, we will dive into the history of the MLB. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. On this day in baseball history, in 1871, Bill Lennon becomes the first catcher to throw a runner out trying to steal second. The Fort Wayne Kekionga's backstop accomplishes defeat in the seventh inning of the very first Major League game ever played. Now it's time for the baseball joke of today. 12-year-old Jeff Meyer reached out and caught a fly ball at the Yankees-Orioles game, causing Baltimore to lose the first game of the playoffs. This means that Meyer has already caught more fly balls than the entire Mets outfield. That was the baseball joke of the day. Now time for the random player of the day. The first hint that I will be giving you guys is his birth name is Vernon. He changed it to his middle name. His positions are designated hitter, first baseman, and left fielder. He plays for the Astros. He bats right. He throws right. His height is 6 feet 4, weight 250 pounds, born December 18th, 1986, in Redwood City, California. High school, Sierra Vista High School, drafted by the Chicago White Sox in the 15th round of the 2005 amateur draft, signed June 9th, 2005. Debut August 9th, 2010, versus Seattle, 3 at-bats, no hits, no home runs, no RBIs, no stolen bases. Rookie status, exceeded rookie limits during 2012 season. Teams, Astros Athletics, 2010 to 2015. 2015 contract status. Signed through 2015, 1 year, $4.18 million. Service time, 2.159. Arbitration eligible, 2016. Free agent, 2019. Agent, Dave Stewart. His number for the Athletics was 22, and his current number for the Astros is 23. That's the random player of the day. You can call in at 516-666-990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral with your guesses. Now it's time for the history of Major League Baseball. MLB redirects here. For minor league baseball, see minor league baseball. For other uses, see MLB. Major League Baseball is a professional baseball organization that constitutes one of the four major professional sports leagues in the United States and Canada. It's the oldest league of the four. Teams play in the American League and the National League, which are operated as separate legal entities from 1901 and 1876, respectively. In 2000, the leagues merged into a single organization led by the Commissioner of Baseball. The organization oversees minor league baseball leagues, which operate about 240 teams affiliated with the major league clubs. With the International Baseball Federation, the league also manages the International World Baseball Classic Tournament. Baseball's first professional team was founded in Cincinnati in 1869. The first few decades of professional baseball were characterized by rivalries between leagues, allow players to often jump from one team or league to another. The period before 1920 in baseball was known as the dead ball era. Players rarely hit home runs during this time. Baseball survived a game-throwing incident known as the Black Sox scandal in the 1919 World Series. The sport rose in popularity in the 1920s and survived potential downturns during the Great Depression and World War II. Shortly after the war, baseball's color barrier was broken by Jackie Robinson. The 1950s to 1960s were a time of expansion for the AL, and new stadiums and artificial turf surfaces began to change the game in the 1970s and 1980s. Home runs dominated the game during the 1990s, and media reports began to discuss the use of anabolic steroids among major league players in the mid-2000s. In 2006, an investigation produced a Mitchell report, which implicated many players in the use of performance-enhancing substances, including at least one player from each team. Today, MLB is composed of 30 teams, 29 in the United States and 1 in Canada. Teams play 162 games each season. 5 teams in each league advance to a 4-round postseason tournament that culminates in the World Series, a best-of-7 championship series between the two league championships that dates to 1903. Baseball broadcasts are aired throughout North America and several other countries throughout the world. Games are aired on television, radio, and the Internet. MLB is the highest in attendance of any sports league in the world, with more than 74 million spectators in 2013. organizational structure. MLB is governed by the Major League Baseball Constitution. This document has undergone several incarnations since 1875, with most recent revisions being made in 2012. Under the direction of the Commissioner of Baseball, MLB hires and maintains the sport's umpiring crews and negotiates marketing, labor, and television contracts. MLB maintains a unique, controlling relationship over the sport, including both aspects of minor league baseball. This is due in large part to the 1922 U.S. Supreme Court ruling in Federal Baseball Club versus National League, which held that baseball is not interstate commerce and therefore not subject to federal antitrust law. This ruling has been weakened only slightly in subsequent years. The weakened ruling allowed more stability as returned to owners has resulted in values increasing at double-digit rates. There were several challenges to MLB's primacy in the sport between the 1870s and the Federal League in 1916. The last attempt at a new major league was aborted by Continental League in 1960. The chief executive of MLB is the commissioner, Rob Manfred, and chief operating officer is Tony Petitti. There are six executive vice presidents in charge of the following areas: baseball development, business, labor relations and human resources, finance, administration, whose vice president is MLB's chief information officer, and baseball operations. As of November 19, 2013, the MLB website lists only five executive VPs. The office of executive VP for labor relations and human resources is not a multimedia branch of MLB, which is based in Manhattan, is MLB Advanced Media. This branch oversees MLB.com, and each of the 30 teams' websites. Its charter states that MLB Advanced Media holds editorial independence from the league, but is under the same ownership group and revenue sharing plan. MLB Productions is similarly structured when the league, focusing on radio and traditional broadcast media. MLB also owns 67% of the MLB network, with the other 33% between several cable operators and satellite provider DirecTV. It operates out of studios in Secaucus, New Jersey, and also has editorial independence from the league. League organization. In 1920, the League National Commission, which had created the manager relationships between the two leagues, was replaced with a much more powerful commission of baseball, who had the power to make decisions for all of professional baseball unilaterally. For 6 years, the American and National League fielded 8 teams apiece. In the 1960s, MLB expansion added 8 teams, including the first non-U.S. team, the Montreal Expos. 2 teams, the Seattle Mariners and the Toronto Blue Jays, were also added in the 1970s, from 1969 through 1993. Each league consisted of an East and West division. The third division, the Central Division, was added in each league in 1994. Through 1996, the two leagues met on the field only during the World Series and the All-Star Game. Regular season interleague play was introduced in 1997. In March 1995, two new franchises, the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, now known simply as the Tampa Bay Rays, were awarded by MLB to begin play in 1998. This addition brought the total number of franchises to 30. In early 1997, MLB decided one new team each week. Tampa Bay joined the AL and Arizona joined the NL. The original plans have an odd number of teams in each week, so teams per league with 5 in each division. In order for every team to be able to play daily, this would have required interleague play to be scheduled throughout the entire season. However, it was unclear at the time if interleague play would continue after the 1998 season, as it had to be approved by the players' union. For this and other reasons, it was decided that both leagues should continue to have an even number of teams. One existing club would have to switch leagues. Milwaukee Brewers agreed in November 1997 to move from the AL to the NL, thereby making the NL a 16-team league. Later, when the Houston Astros changed ownership prior to the 2013 season, the team moved from the NL Central to the AL West, resulting in both leagues having 3 divisions of 5 teams each and allowing all teams to have a more balanced schedule. Interleague play is held throughout the season. In 2000, the AL and NL were dissolved as legal entities, and MLB became a single overall league de jure, similar to the National Football League, National Basketball Association, and National Hockey League, albeit with 2 components called leagues instead of conferences. The same rules and regulations are used in both leagues, with one exception. The AL operates under the designated hitter rule, while the NL does not. The difference in rules between leagues is unique to MLB. The other sports leagues of the U.S. and Canada have one set of rules for all teams. History, founding, and the 1860s, aided by the Civil War, the New York-style baseball expanded into a national game and spawned baseball's first governing body, the National Association of Baseball Players. The NABBP existed as an amateur league for 12 years. By 1867, more than 400 clubs were members. Most of the strongest clubs remained based in the northeastern part of the country. For professional baseball's founding year, MLB uses the year 1869, when the first professional team, the Cincinnati Red Stockings, was established. A schism developed between professional and amateur ball players after the founding of the Cincinnati club. The NABBP split into an amateur organization and a professional organization. The National Association of Professional Baseball Players, often known as the National Association, was formed in 1871. Its amateur counterparts disappeared after only a few years. The modern Chicago Cubs and Atlanta Braves franchises trace their histories back to the National Association of Professional Baseball Players in the 1870s. In 1876, the National League of Professional Baseball Clubs was established after the NA proved ineffective. The league placed its emphasis on clubs rather than on players. Clubs could now enforce player contracts, preventing players from jumping on higher paying clubs. Clubs were required to play the full schedule of games instead of forfeiting scheduled games when the club was no longer in the running for the league championship, which happened frequently under the NA. A concerted effort was made to curb gambling on games, which was leaving the validity of results in doubt. The first game in the NL on Saturday, April 22, 1876, is often pointed to as the beginning of MLB. The early years of the NL were tumultuous, with threats from rival leagues and rebellion by players against the hated reverse clause, which restricted the free movement of players between clubs. Competitive leagues formed regularly and also disbanded regularly. The most successful was the American Association, sometimes called the Beer and Whiskey League, for its tolerance of the sale of alcoholic beverages to spectators. For several years, the NL and American Association champions met in a postseason championship series, the first attempt at a World Series. The result in bidding war for players led to widespread contract breaking and legal disputes. One of the most famous involved star second baseman, Napoleon Lajoie, who in 1901 went across town in Philadelphia from the NL Phillies to the AL Athletics, barred by a court injunction from playing baseball in the state of Pennsylvania the following year. Lajoie was traded to the Cleveland team, where he played and managed for many years. The war between the AL and NL caused shockwaves throughout the baseball world. At a meeting at the Leland Hotel in Chicago in 1901, the other baseball leagues negotiated a plan to maintain their independence. On September 5th, 1901, Patrick T. Powers, president of the Eastern League, announced the formation of the second iteration of the NA. While the NA continues to this day, at the time, Van Johnson saw it as a tool to end threats from smaller rivals who might expand in other territories and threaten his league's dominance. After 1902, the NL and AL and NA signed a new national agreement which tied independent contracts to the reserve clause National League contracts. Baseball players became a commodity. The agreement also set up a formal classification system for independent minor leagues that regulated the dollar value of contracts. The forerunner of today's system that was refined by Branch Rickey, the agreement gave the NA great power. The agreement with the NA punished those independent leagues who had not joined the NA and submitted to the will of the majors. The deal also helped prevent more pilfering of the NA players with little or no compensation for the players' development. Several leagues eventually joined the NA, which grew in size over the next several years. Several other early defunct baseball leagues and officially considered major leagues, and their statistics and records are included with those of the two current major leagues. These include the Union Association, the American Association, the Players League, and the Federal League. Both the UA and NA are considered major leagues by many baseball researchers because of the perceived high caliber of play and the number of star players featured. Researchers dispute the major league status of the UA by pointing out that franchises came and went, and that the St. Louis club was deliberately stacked. The St. Louis club was owned by the league's president, and it was the only club that was close to major league caliber. Dead ball era. The period between 1900 and 1919 is commonly called the dead ball era. Games of this era tended to be low scoring and were often dominated by pitchers, such as Walter Johnson, Cy Young, Mordecai Brown, and Grover Cleveland Alexander. The term also accurately describes the condition of the baseball itself. The baseball is a softball made of yarn that was loosely wound and covered with cowhide, limiting the distance that it would travel. The baseball cost $3, equal to $40.81 today. Club owners were reluctant to purchase new balls. Baseballs were left in play despite becoming stained with tobacco juice, grass, and mud. All right, we're going to break on MLB Central. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll come back and start talking more about the dead ball era and the rise in popularity. I'm Vince Inspector. This is MLB Central.
This night ain't for the faint of heart, for the faint of heart, for the faint of heart.
Central, and we're going to continue talking about the dead ball era, rise in popularity, and the World War II era. Also, pitchers could manipulate the ball through the use of. Additionally, many ballparks had large dimensions, such as the west side grounds of the Chicago Cubs, which was 560 feet to the center field fence, and the Huntington Avenue grounds of the Boston Red Sox, which is 635 feet to the center field fence. Thus, home runs were rare, and small ball tactics such as singles, bunts, stolen bases, and hit-and-run play dominated the strategies of the time. Hitting methods like Baltimore chop were used to increase the number of infield singles. On a successful Baltimore chop, the batter hits the ball forcefully into the ground, causing it to bounce so high that the batter reaches first base before the ball can be fielded and thrown to the first baseman. The adoption of the foul strike rule in the early 20th century quickly sent baseball from a high-scoring game to one where scoring runs became a struggle. Prior to the institution of this rule, foul balls were not counted as strikes. The batter could foul off any number of pitches with no strikes counted against him. This gave an enormous advantage to the batter. In 1901, the NL adopted the foul strike rule, and the AL followed suit in 1903. After the 1919 World Series, between the Chicago White Sox and the Cincinnati Reds, baseball was rocked by the allegations of a game-fixing scheme known as the Black Sox Scandal. Eight players, Joe Jackson, Eddie Sitcott, Claude Williams, Buck Weaver, Arnold Chick Gandel,
Fred McMullen, Charles Wisberg, and Oscar Happy Felch intentionally lost the World Series in exchange for a ring worth $100,000. Despite being acquitted, all are permanently banned from Major League Baseball. Rise in popularity. Baseball's popularity increased in the 1920s and 1930s. The 1920 season was notable for the death of Ray Chapman of the Cleveland Indians. Chapman, who was struck in the head by a pitch and died a few hours later, became the only MLB player to die of an on-field injury. The following year, the New York Yankees made their first World Series appearance. By the end of the 1930s, the team had appeared in 11 World Series, winning 8 of them. Yankees slugger Babe Ruth had set the single-season home run record in 1927, hitting 60 home runs. A few years earlier, Ruth had set the same record with 29 home runs. Affected by the difficulties of the Great Depression, baseball's popularity had become a downward turn in the early 1930s. By 1932, only two MLB teams turned a profit. Attendance had fallen due at least in part to a 10% federal amusement tax added to baseball ticket prices. Baseball owners cut their rosters from 25 men to 23 men, and even the best players took cuts. Team executives were innovative in their attempts to survive, creating night games, broadcasting games live by radio, and rolling out promotions such as free admission for women. Throughout the period of the Great Depression, no MLB teams moved or folded. World War II era. The onset of World War II created a significant shortage of professional baseball players, as more than 500 men left MLB teams to serve in the military. Many of them played on service baseball teams that entertained military personnel in the U.S. or in the Pacific. MLB teams of this time largely consisted of young men. Older players and those with a military classification of 4F indicating medical, physical, or moral unsuitability for service. Men like Pete Gray, a one-armed outfielder, got the chance to advance to the major leagues. However, MLB rosters did not include any black players through the end of the war. Black players, many of whom served in the war, were still restricted to play in Negro League baseball. Wartime blackout restrictions, designated to keep outdoor lighting at low levels, caused another problem for baseball. These rules limited traveling and night games to the point that the 1942 season nearly had to be canceled. On January 14, 1942, MLB Commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis wrote a letter to the U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt and pleaded for the continuation of baseball during the war in hopes for a start of a new major league season. President Roosevelt responded, "I honestly feel that it would be best for the country to keep baseball going. There will be fewer unemployed, and everybody will work longer hours and harder than ever before, and that means for taking their minds off their work even more than before." With the approval of President Roosevelt, spring training began in 1942 with few repercussions. The war interrupted the careers of stars, including Stan Musial and Joe DiMaggio. The baseball clubs continued to field their teams. All right, we're going to the seven-minute stretch. We'll be back for closing statements. And stay safe. I'm Madison Fetcher. This is MLB Central. Time for Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Back on MLB Central, and the thing that I like to say about the show that we put on today is that I think that, I mean, it's May 4th, 2015. May 4th, was when baseball first started. There's been 146 years in between now and then, which is a significant difference. And from the Cincinnati of Red Sox up to the new teams of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays and the Arizona Diamondbacks, all the way through, baseball has just been America's pastime, a great sport that everybody should celebrate. And it breaks my heart that some people, you know, the football fans, they say how baseball's boring, how it's so. Well, it's been around for 146 years. I mean, it's not going to go anywhere. And it's the greatest sport and forever will be the greatest sport of all time. And one sad thing I think about May 4th is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. I mean, people know more about Star Wars Day than they know about today, May 4th, 1869. So I just want to leave that with you. Before we go into the closing statements, I'm going to give our fans a last chance, 516-666-990, or enter our tournament at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. Who is the random player of the day? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is Vernon Christopher Carter, better known as Chris Carter. Joke's on you, fans. All right, I'd like to thank Ethan Taylor, Kathleen, and George and Brandon Factor for helping with the planning and production of MLB Central. Tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7 p.m., you can tune in to MLB Central at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral. Trash it. It will not be tomorrow from 6:30 to 7 p.m. It will be tomorrow from 6:30 to 7 a.m. Listeners, please follow MLB Central on Blog Talk Radio at the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Again, this is MLB Central. We broadcast half an hour every weekday. I'm Benson Fetcher, my co-host, who cannot join us today, is Will McLaughlin. You can email us at mlbcentral1@gmail.com. Have a fabulous day.
The pain I hide.